بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فإن أحسن الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، وإن شر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. So today is lesson number 54 in our series on أعلام السنة المنشورة of Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakami rahimahullah. And in the last lesson we were covering the events of the Day of Judgment, and we looked at Al-Ba'ath, the resurrection, Al-Hashar wal-Qiyam, which is the gathering and the standing. And we reached questions relating to the scrolls, the deeds, scrolls of the deeds. And that brought us to question number 120. In the previous question, we looked at evidence from the Qur'an, evidence for the suhuf. So these are the scrolls which will be given to people of their deeds. We looked at ayat in the Qur'an, and that brought us to question 120. And so question 120 is, ما دليل ذلك من السنة؟ Meaning, what is the evidence for the scrolls, for the suhuf, from the sunnah? And the Shaykh answers, he says, فيه أحاديث كثيرة منها. There are many ahadith regarding that, and from them is the saying of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And he mentions the hadith, يدنى المؤمن من ربه حتى يدع عليه كنفه فيقرره بذنوبه تعرف ذنب كذا يقول أعرف يقول ربي أعرف مرتين فيقول سترتها في الدنيا وأغفرها لك اليوم ثم تطوى صحيفة حسناته وأما الآخرون أو الكفار فينادى عليهم على رؤوس الأشهاد هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم. He mentions this hadith reported by Al-Bukhari and Muslim from the hadith of Ibn Umar radiyallahu anhuma. And it says that a believer will be brought close to his Lord until he puts his covering or his the veil over him, and he brings him close and he makes him acknowledge his sins. He says, do you acknowledge this sin? And the servant will say, I acknowledge. My Lord, I acknowledge. He will say it twice. And then his Lord will say, I conceal them for you in the world, and today I forgive you them. Then the scroll of his good deeds will be brought and opened out. As for others, those besides the believer, such as and the kuffar, then they will be called out openly in front of all of the witnesses. And it will be said, هَؤُلَاءِ الَّذِينَ كَذَبُوا عَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ. These are the ones who lied upon their Lord. So meaning that for them, this will not be something in private where they are veiled and covered from everybody else. And this is something private between a servant and his Lord. Rather, it is out in the open, announced in front of everybody, meaning it's like a humiliation. Then the Shaykh goes on to mention وَقَالَتْ عَائِشَةُ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهَا, that Aisha radiallahu anha said, I said, O Messenger of Allah, هَلْ يَذْكُرُ الْحَبِيبُ حَبِيبَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Will a person remember his beloved? Will people who love each other, will they remember each other? He said, Ya Aisha, amma inda thalathin fala. He said that there will be three situations or scenarios in which they will not remember. And then he goes on to mention, amma inda al-mizan, حتى يثقل أو يخف أو يخف فلا. First will be with the scales when they are weighed. Is it going to be heavy or light? Then at that point, no. وأما عند تطاير الكتب إما يعطى بيمينه وإما يعطى بشماله فلا. And when he is given the scrolls, when they are given to the right hand or they are given to the left hand, like when they are about to be given, then no, that's a second scenario, situation. وحين يخرج عنق من النار. And when the necks will come out of the fire. When the necks come out of the fire. So, now this hadith is narrated by Abu Dawood and Ahmed and Sheikh Al-Bani rahimahullah. He says that it is da'if, the hadith is da'if, but nevertheless, we know that the mention of the mizan, that's the shahid from the hadith, nevertheless. And so that's what Sheikh Hafidh said. We come to the commentary, and Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he has a very brief comment. He says, what is important, al-muhim fi hadha al-hadith, dilalatun ala anna Allah yasturu abdahu al-mu'min hina yulqi alihi kanafah. Wa ma'na kanafah sitruh. ويقرره بذنوبه لكن الكافر يقال له هؤلاء الذين كذبوا على ربهم ألا لعنة الله على الظالمين. So the Sheikh explains that the meaning that in this hadith Allah conceals his believing slave, his servant, and he puts his kanaf over him. That means his veil, meaning his sitr, meaning his veil. He veils him, conceals him, and brings him close and makes him acknowledge his sins. As for the disbeliever, then again the ayah, it will be said out in public, in the open, in front of everybody, public in front of everybody, هَؤُلَاءِ, he mentions the ayah, those are the ones who disbelieved in their Lord, verily Allah's curse is upon the wrongdoers. Right? That's how they will be treated openly, not in private. As for Sheikh Salih Al Sheikh has a commentary, and he says that what will happen on that day is Nashr al-Dawaween, which is distribution of the scrolls, and this is something that scholars like Sheikh al-Islam Ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah, they mention also as part of the creed. ونشر الدواوين وهي صحائف الأعمال فآخذ كتابه بيمينه وآخذ كتابه بشماله ومن وراء ظهره كما قال سبحانه. It mentions the ayat. So the distribution of the scrolls, which are the scrolls of the deeds, there will be one who will take it in his right hand, there will be one who will take it in his left hand and from behind. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, he mentioned the ayat. So the Sheikh goes on to explain that Ad-Dawaween is jama' of Diwan. Diwan is something in which something is written. Something in which something is written. And so the Sheikh al-Islam used that word Dawaween to refer to Sahaif, scrolls. So essentially it's referring to the scrolls. And so these are the books or the scrolls of the deeds. They will be distributed on the Day of Judgment, and people will look into them and they will see what they did. In these scrolls they will see what they did. And the Sheikh goes on to say that what they will see in those deeds is the whatever deeds emanated from him. And there's a word that is used. The Sheikh mentions the ayah, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. So in this ayah, Allah Azul says that every man we have tied his ta'ir. And this can be interpreted to mean like tied his fate, or what it refers to like his destiny, meaning all of his deeds that will emanate from him, we have tied it to his neck, meaning that the decrees in relation to him, all of his deeds, everything that will emanate from him of speech and actions and feelings and thoughts and so on and so forth, that they are tied to him. And on the day of judgment, we shall bring out for him a kitab, a book that will be spread open, that he will spread open. Now the Sheikh Saleh goes on to explain in this ayah why the word ta'ir, why was the word ta'ir used? And the word at-ta'ir here refers to whatever emanates from a servant, from a person, in terms of actions, whether good or whether evil. And when he does the deed, it is, this word also means like ta'ir, like it refers to like flight and a bird. And it's also connected to tatayyur, as the Sheikh explains, when the Arabs used to take birds as omens. If a bird flew overhead in a certain direction, they would withhold from proceeding to their activities. If a bird flew in the other way, they would advance and so on and so forth. So, but the reason, the Sheikh was going to explain why has it been called ta'ir here. He says it's because that when a person does an action, it's like the action has flew away from you, and now there's nothing that you can do about it. Like the action has emanated from you, and it's gone away. It's recorded, obviously, but it's so the concept or the meaning here is the relationship between like this word is that when a person does a deed, then it's as if the deed has emanated from him and flown away from him. Now that can never ever be brought back, and that is recorded for him, recorded from him, whether it is a speech, whether it is an action. So he says, فَسُمِّيَ الْأَمَلْ طَائِرًا بِاعْتِبَارِ النِّهَايَةِ أَنَّهُ يَحْصُلُ مِنْهُ السَّعَادَةِ وَالشِّقَاوَةِ بِحَسْبِ مَا جِرَى مِنْ الْإِسْتِمَالِ. So this word, الطائر, has been used to refer to amal, a person's deeds, which refers to his destiny, his decrees, and everything that will emanate from him. And he says, وَالصَّحِيْهِ أَنَّ الْعَمَلْ سُمِّيَ طَائِرًا لِأَنَّهُ طَارَ عَنِ الْمَرْءِ فَلَا يُمْكِنْ إِسْتِرْجَاعَهُ وَدُوِّنَ فِي كِتَابٍ. So what is correct is that action has been called ta'ir because it emanates from a man, and it's not possible to then return it, and it is written in a book. Then he goes on to say, he mentions the ayah, وَكُلَّ إِنسَانٍ أَلْزَمْنَاهُ طَائِرَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, meaning that whatever will emanate from him of speech and action, which is the speech of the heart, the speech of the tongue, the action of the heart, the action of the limbs, and the action of the tongue, all of this, جُعِلَ مُلَازِمًا لَهُ فِي عُنُقِهِ, this is being made binding to him or tied to him, just like a necklace is put on the neck of a person and it is never, it's not removed from him, it remains with him. So likewise, his deeds are tied to him and they will remain with him till the day of judgment, because these are the deeds that the angels write, and a person's book will be brought out on the day of judgment, as Allah Azza wa Jal, he said, وَنُخْرِجُ لَهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ كِتَابًا يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا. We will bring out for him a book on the day of judgment, which he shall throw open. So on the day of judgment, these scrolls or these books will be brought out. They will be distributed to each person. Each person, each man will see them. يَلْقَاهُ مَنْشُورًا, that he will open them. And and this is why he goes on to say that, so these are the books that will be distributed on the day of judgment. He goes on to say that with respect to those who take them with their right hand and their left hand or from behind the back, Then the people, Sheikh says, that they are of two types. The first are those who will take the book with the right hand, and the other believers, the people of Tawheed and Iman. And among them are those who will take them with the left hand from behind the back. Behind the back. And they are the kuffar and the munafiqun. And Allah Azza wa Jal, He said that taking the kuffar taking the book in the left hand is in an ayah, and taking it behind the back is in another ayah. So because of that reason, some of the people of knowledge have said that in fact the people are of three categories, not two. Some say that the books are given in the right hand for the people of Tawheed and Iman, and in the left hand, behind the back, for the people of disbelief and hypocrisy. However, some scholars say that because both of these two things, that giving in the left hand and giving behind the back, are mentioned in separate ayat, this means, therefore, that there are actually three categories of people, according to some scholars. And so they say there are those who are given it in their right hand, those who are given it in their left hand, and those who are given it behind their back. And the Sheikh goes on to say that which is most correct, which most of the Mufassireen are upon, is that the one who takes it in his left hand, he will take it in his left hand, but from behind his back. So in other words, the Sheikh is saying that there are really only two ways to receive the book. And the reason for that is because just like this individual, he abandoned the book of Allah behind his back. You know, he left it behind his back, he turned his back upon the book, and he did not turn to the book of Allah. Then, in the same way, he will be given his book in his left hand behind his back. And so, you know, his just like the disbeliever and the hypocrite, they abandoned the book and left it behind their backs. In the same way, they will be given it from behind their back. So the Sheikh goes on to say after this, so once we understand all of this, that the scrolls will be distributed and every person will receive their scrolls, he says that the people on the Day of Judgment, they will have three presentations, meaning in relation to the hisab, in relation to being reckoned, they will have three presentations. He says, two which are in relation to jidal and ma'adhir. Jidal and ma'adhir. Meaning that there will be an opportunity to contend the deeds which have been written against you and to provide excuses for the deeds that have been written against you. All right? So there are three presentations, three occasions that will happen where it's like a reckoning. One in which there is jidal, you can contend and argue. Another in which there is providing an excuse for your deeds. And then the third one, the third presentation is tatayiru suhuf, which is giving the scrolls, the kutub. The scrolls will then be given. And this third one, when the scrolls are given, and then a person sees what is in his scrolls, then the taqreer, meaning the acknowledgement and the corroboration by a person, will then take place. In other words, the giving of these books is before the reckoning, when a person is reckoned, the hisab. And in this respect, he mentions the ayat from the Quran, فَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ بِيَمِينِهِ فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا وَيَنْقَلِبُ إِلَىٰ أَهْلِهِ مَسْرُورًا وَأَمَّا مَنْ أُوْتِيَ كِتَابَهُ وَرَاءَ ظَحْرِهِ فَسَوْفَ يَدْعُو ثُبُورًا. As for he who is given his book in his right hand, then he will be given an easy reckoning, and he will return to his family pleased, happy. And as for the one who is given his book behind his back, then he will call for destruction and he will burn in the fire. So Allah said, فَسَوْفَ يُحَاسَبُ حِسَابًا يَسِيرًا. He will be given an easy reckoning. This indicates that that will be after the distribution of the scrolls or of the books, after it has been taken in the right hand. And so whoever takes it in his right hand, and the scroll, he will be given an easy reckoning, an easy reckoning. And he will he will not have to have any discussion or dispute about what is in his scrolls. And if anyone was to be scrutinized with respect to his scrolls, then he would perish. You know, he would perish, as we find in the hadith of the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the Shaykh mentions the hadith. Indeed, Allah brings the believer. So it's the same hadith. Indeed, Allah brings the believer close, and he puts his veil over him and says, "Do you acknowledge this sin and this sin?" And the servant acknowledges, says, "Yes, my Lord." And then when he sees all of his sins that he's acknowledged, and he sees that he's going to perish, Allah Azza wa Jalla says, "I conceal them for you in the world, and today I forgive them for you." And then he will be given the book of his good deeds. He will then be given the book of his good deeds. All right. So the evil deeds, the book of evil deeds, he will be recounted the deeds, deeds, and he will acknowledge. And then when Allah forgives him, then he will be given his book of good deeds. And in the Quran, Azza wa Jalla says, "Iqra kitabak," read your book, meaning read the scrolls of your deeds, read this book which the angels wrote, and that which you did, and that which you said. "Kafa bi nafsika al-yawma alika hasiba." Sufficient are you yourself on this day to be a reckoner, one to, you know, reckon yourself. "Kafa bi nafsika." And so, in other words, the point being here that Allah Azza wa Jal, he already knows the deeds of the servants. He already knows. But the scrolls are distributed, and this accounting that we will discuss later, all of this is from Allah's mercy. Like, why are these steps involved when Allah Azza wa Jal already knows all of your deeds, everything you said, everything you did, all the sins you committed, all the deeds you did? Why is it necessary? Why are these things taking place where the scrolls are given, you are made to acknowledge, and so on and so forth? This is from the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal to his servants, so that the servants themselves can be fully, they fully acknowledge against their own selves, they fully acknowledge all of the deeds that they did, and to the satisfaction that nobody will be held accountable except for what he actually did and for what he knows that he did, and what he, you know, what he corroborates, what he affirms. The Shaykh goes on to say that the jidal that we mentioned earlier on, so we said there's jidal, there's ma'adhir, and then there's the part at the end, which is the third one, which is giving of the scrolls. He says the jidal and the excuses, that will take place when a person is, before he's given the scrolls, he will be given the chance to affirm his deeds. That will take place. Then he will be given his scrolls. When the book is then given to him, then the hujjah will be established against him. Now he will not be able to deny anything. He will not deny anything. So we said that there's three presentations. Two are before the scrolls. That's when, you know, like with respect to his deeds, he can contend them and dispute them, or he can make excuses for them. And then when the books are given, the scrolls are given, and the Hujjah now is established against him, and he sees that the Hujjah is established, then in this situation he's not able to deny anything. And then we have another ayah, وَلَا يَقْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا وَلَا يَقْتُمُونَ اللَّهَ حَدِيثًا, which means that they will not be able to hide any statement from Allah. So now nothing, because Allah knows everything and the Hujjah has been established, now nothing can be hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is what was said by Shaykh Salih Ali Sheikh, an explanation of that question regarding the scrolls that will be given. So that ends our discussion of the scrolls. Remember, everything is in a sequence. We said there's a sequence of events on the Day of Judgment. Broadly speaking, there is we mentioned the blowing of the horn. Before that, there are three blowings according to some scholars. And so when people are resurrected, which is the Ba'ath, they will resurrect and be driven from their graves, and they will be brought to a mahshar, to a gathering plane, and from there there will be a qiyam. They will stand for a long while, and after that qiyam, then there will be the distribution of the scrolls that we've just covered. And then once the scrolls are given, and the scrolls themselves, we said that they are given after other events, where a person is able to dispute and argue or to make excuses, and then eventually he will be given his scrolls where he can see everything. And all of that is to satisfy that person, so that everybody is convinced and satisfied that I have not been wronged in any way, that these are my deeds after all argumentation, after all excuses. And this we know from justice also in the life of the world, that when you call someone to account for what he did, normally they deny and they argue, and then eventually they acknowledge, and then they start making excuses for what they did. So they are given that opportunity, and then eventually the proof is given to them of what they did, that indeed they did what they did. So now he has to make taqreer, he has to acknowledge. This now is affirmation of what you did. So as the Shaykh said, this is from Allah's wisdom and mercy, that these things will actually take place. Otherwise, what's the need for these things, someone might ask, when Allah already knows everything you did, everything you said? It's in His complete, perfect knowledge. He can just judge you like that and give you reward or punishment. And all of this is to establish justice, and for a person to know and to be convinced of Allah's justice and His mercy, and so that he acknowledges himself. He affirms all of these things himself. So this then leads us to the next stage on the Day of Judgment, which is in relation to the al-mizan, which is the scales on the Day of Judgment, by which there will be various types of weighing, which we shall look at. So the Shaykh says in question 121, ما دليل الميزان من الكتاب وكيف صفة الوزن. So the question is, what is the evidence for the scales from the book, and what is the description of the weighing? The Shaykh says, قال الله تعالى, Allah the Exalted said, ونضع الموازين القسط ليوم القيامة فلا تظلم نفس شيئا وإن كان مثقال حبة من خردل أتينا بها وكفى بنا حاسبين. We shall place the scales of justice on the Day of Judgment, and no soul will be wronged in anything. And if there was the weight of a small seed's weight, we shall bring it out. We shall bring it out. And sufficient are we as reckoners, as those who reckon or who call to account. وَقَالَ تَعَالَى, the Exalted said, وَالْوَزْنُ يَوْمَئِذِينِ الْحَقَّ فَمَنْ ثَقُلَتْ مُوَازِينُهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. ومن خفت موازينه فأولئك الذين خسروا أنفسهم بما كانوا بآياتنا يظلمون. The weighing or the measuring or the weighing on that day is the truth. So whoever's scales are heavy, then they are the ones who are successful, and whoever's scales are light, then they are the ones who lost themselves, they ruined themselves by way of them rejecting our signs, because they used to do wrong to our signs. وقال تعالى في الكافرين, and Allah the Exalted said regarding the كافرين, فلا نقيم لهم يوم القيامة وزنا, that we shall give them no weight shall we give them on the day of judgment. So this is the answer of Shaykh Al-Hafiz to that question. And Shaykh Ahmed Al-Najmi rahimahullah, again he has just some brief comments. He says, الوزن يكون على الأعمال والذوات توزن حسناتهم وسيئاتهم. The weighing on a day will be of both the deeds and of the essences, meaning that you as a person will be weighed and your deeds will be weighed as well. So that good deeds and evil deeds will be weighed. But the disbelievers whose, obviously their good deeds do not have any weight because there was no iman. So when they come on Yawm al-Qiyamah, they are not coming with any good deeds, because a good deed can only be upon Tawheed and Iman. So therefore, the Sheikh says that no scales will be set up for them. They will not have any scales. Because remember, as we said previously, scales measure the good and the evil. So if a person who comes as a disbeliever on the Day of Judgment, he never believed in Allah, His books, His messengers, and upon that disbelief, he did deeds, apparent good deeds. He was good to his mother. He gave charity, you know, whatever. They will not be good deeds on the Day of Judgment. But Allah Azza wa Jal, He rewards the people of disbelief in the life of this world. Their enjoyment is in this world. And all the drink that he drinks, the food that he eats, the pleasures that he enjoys, all the good things in life that he has, all of that is makes up more than whatever apparent good he did in the life of this world, right? That's because that for them is the life of this world. In the hereafter, they will not have any good deeds which are going to be weighed. So from that point of view, therefore, the weighing can only be for the people of Iman, for the people of belief and Iman. So the Sheikh goes on to say, he says, لكن الكفار الذين حبطت حسناتهم لا يقام لهم وزن لا ذاتيا ولا للعمل بل يكون هؤلاء قد حبطت حسناتهم وقدمنا إلى ما عملوا من عمل فجعلناه حباء منثورا حباء منثورا. So he mentions the ayah in Surah Al-Furqan. We will turn to whatever deeds they did, and we shall turn them into scattered dust. فالظاهر. So what is apparent? أن الوزن بين الحسنات والسيئات إنما هو للمسلمين والله تعالى أعلم. That the weighing is for of the good and the evil deeds, that is for the Muslims, and Allah knows best. And Allah knows best. And then we turn to more commentary regarding this from Sheikh Salih al-Sheikh again. And regarding this, he says that al-mizan, the scales, is something that Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned in his book. And it has come in the sunnah, the description of the mizan. And therefore, to have iman in the mizan is wajib. Wajib. It's obligatory to believe that there is a true and real thing called the scales, the mizan. The Sheikh goes on to say that there are wal mizan haqiqa, that it is a true and a real thing. It's a true and real thing. And it is not, as some people say, such as the Mu'tazila, they are like the rationalists. They say that there isn't a real thing called al-mizan. That is only symbolic. It is only symbolic. It is not real. What it refers to is al-adl. Al-adl. Meaning justice. Meaning justice will be established. Not that there will be real, tangible scales that will be established, which will be able to weigh the deeds of men, and weigh the men, and weigh the scrolls of the men. Right? So this is the view of the Mu'tazila. Why? Because the Mu'tazila, as we said before, as we know, and the scholars have explained, the Mu'tazila, they give a high place to the intellect, to reason, and revelation to them must conform to reason. And if things don't make sense to them, and this is how they proceed. And so therefore, just as they do with the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they interpret the attributes, they explain them away. Likewise, there are certain things on the day of judgment, and in the afterlife, such as the barzakh, they explain away the punishment of the grave because it does not make sense. They explain away the scales of justice. They say they're not actual real scales. It refers only to adl, to justice itself. And this is a mistake. This is an error. The Sheikh goes on to say that Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned that the mizan is something in which actions will be weighed, even if it is like the weight of an atom. Even if it is the weight of an atom, as we saw in the previous ayah, that وَإِنْ كَانَ مِثْقَالَ حَبَّةٍ مِنْ خَرْدَلٍ أَتَيْنَا بِهَا. Even if it was like the small, like a seed or a grain, or very small, we shall bring it. And so these ayat very clearly prove, when it mentions that whoever's scales are light, whoever's scales are heavy, this clearly indicates that this is a true and a real thing, and that the scales will become heavy. And it shows that it is a haqiqah, unlike what is claimed by the Mu'tazila. The Sheikh goes on to say, and to discuss the issue as to how many scales are there. Is there only one scale? And many of the scholars say that it is one scale. There's only one scale that will judge, that will weigh everybody. And that what we see in other ayat, where the mawazin have been mentioned in plural. Why has that been mentioned in plural if there is only one scale? And the Sheikh says that what has been said, it has been said by some that the reason why the plural has been used, mawazin, is because it refers to the plurality of the things that are weighed. Right? Not that the scale, not that there's many scales, there's only one scale. There's only one mizan. But the reason why in some of these ayat, Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the mawazin, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ مُوَازِينَ الْقِسْطَ. Right, why does Allah mention it in the plural? And Sheikh says that there are those who say that it's because it is to do with the plurality of the things being weighed. Not that the scales are many, but because the things being weighed are many. However, the Sheikh says that which is correct, even though some scholars have this view, it is the view of Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen, which we shall see later, inshallah. But nevertheless, what is correct was sahih, anna al-mawazin mutaaddada. Right, that the mawazin are actually numerous. It is not just one scale. There are numerous scales. And because Allah Azza wa Jal, He clearly said, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ, that we shall place the mawazin in plural. He said plural. And, you know, He intended al-mawazin in reality, because that's what He said. And He never intended by this that it simply just means the plurality or the multiplicity of the things which are being weighed. No. Because Allah Azza wa Jal clearly, He said, وَنَدَعُ الْمَوَازِينَ الْقِسْطِ لِيَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ. And He goes on to say, al-qist that these are scales of justice, meaning that they are just. They will not wrong anyone. Nobody will be wronged. And then in the Sunnah we see also what indicates further that this is a true and real thing, that it will have two sides, or two cups, so to speak, or two sides. And in them will be weighed the good deeds and the evil deeds. So the one whose deeds are heavy, the good deeds, then he will prosper, he will enter paradise. And he whose deeds are light, or whose deeds of sins are heavy, then he will be subjected to the threat of Allah of punishment on the day, on that day. Now there are some scholars, the Sheikh says, that some scholars actually mention, they say that the scales have a two sides, two cups, and a tongue, the lisan, meaning that the scales will speak. But the Sheikh says, I do not know of any evidence for this. Some scholars mention it, and the evidence appears to be that if it is the scales, then the scales somehow have to express what is being weighed. And so they say, therefore, it is implied that it has a, like a tongue, or some way of communicating or indicating the measurement. However, the Sheikh says that I do not know of any evidence. I've not come across any clear evidence regarding this. And so therefore, this is a point of investigation. It is an issue that is subject to investigation. But the Sheikh says nothing in the Quran or the Sunnah where there's any clear evidence to show that it has that. So therefore, the Sheikh then goes on to say that the things that are going to be weighed, therefore, what are the things that are going to be weighed? He says there are three things that will be weighed. The first, يُزَنُ الْإِنسَانِ نَفْسَهُ كَمَا جَاءَ عَنِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. A person himself will be weighed. You actually will, yourself will be weighed. And the evidence for this is when the people were laughing when they saw the shin, the leg, the shin of Abdullah bin Mas'ud, that it is very skinny and very, you know, and they began to laugh. And Ibn Mas'ud said, أَتَضْحَكُونَ مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقِيهِ. Are you laughing at the, like, you know, how small and like thin they are? And this is the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saying to the Quraysh, أَتَضْحَكُونَ مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقِيهِ. Are you laughing at the, you know, how light and small and his shin, his legs are, or his shins? He said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِي بِيَدِهِ لَهُمَا فِي الْمِيزَانِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ أَثْقَلُ مِنْ أُحُدٍ. He said, by him in whose hand is my soul, they are indeed on the scales on the Day of Judgment, weightier, heavier than Uhud, than the mountain of Uhud. So this indicates from this the scholars take that an individual himself will be weighed. Then he says, وَيُوزَنُ أَيْدًا الْعَمَلُ فَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يُوضَعُ فِي كِفَةٍ وَالْأَمَلُ السَّيِّئُ يُوضَعُ فِي كِفَةٍ. So he says the righteous action will be weighed, that will be put in one side of the scale, and the evil actions will be put on the other side of the scale. So here now, it is the deeds that will be weighed as well. The deeds will be weighed as well. The third thing, وَيُوزَنُ أَيْدًا سَحَائِفُ الْعَمَلِ السَّحَائِفُ الَّتِي تُكْتَبُ فِيهَا الْأَعْمَالُ تُوزَنُ. So the scrolls themselves also will be weighed. Those in which the actual deeds were written, they will be weighed as well. And so all of this, the Sheikh goes on to say, it's from the greatness of Allah's justice and the greatness of his irada, his wish to make sure that the servant has no more excuse. The servant is not able to bring any excuse. That everything is definitive, the proof has been established, and the proof for the servant, he himself is a proof against himself. Because, you know, he argued, he made excuses, then the book was given to him, then he saw what's in it, then he is the best reckoner of himself, and he knows that everything in his scroll of deeds, of good and evil deeds, that it's all true, and he makes taqreer, he acknowledges it, all of this, and then that will be weighed, that will be then weighed on the scales. And all of this is from the perfection of Allah's justice and Allah's mercy. Then this brings us to the next question. مَا دَلِيلُ ذَلِكَ وَصِفَتُهُ مِنَ السُّنَّةِ What is the evidence for that? And its description from the Sunnah. Sheikh Hafiz Al-Hakimi Rahimullah, he says, فِيهِ أَحَدِيثُ كَثِيرَةٌ مِنْهَا حَدِيثُ الْبِطَاقَةِ الَّتِي فِيهَا الشَّهَادَتَانِ وَأَنَّهَا تَرْجُوحُ بِتِسْعِينَ سِجِلًا مِنَ السَّيِّئَاتِ كُلُّ سِجِلٍ مِنْهَا مَدُّ الْبَصَرِ So the evidences for what we just mentioned from the Sunnah, for these scales, is that from them is the hadith of Al-Bitaqa. This is the hadith of the man that will come, and he comes with 90 or 99 scrolls of evil deeds. Many, many scrolls full of all of his evil deeds. And so all of these are there and presented and shown to him, and he thinks he's destroyed. And then there is one scroll that he has of goodness, but the only thing that is in that scroll is the shahadatan, is him saying, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah. And that one scroll will outweigh all of the other scrolls, even though those scrolls, they reach to the limit of the eyesight in terms of how long they are and how much evil deeds are in there. So this is one piece of evidence indicating the weighing, in this case the scrolls. وَمِنْهَا قَوْلُهُ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ لِإِبْنِ مَسْعُودِ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ عَنْهُ أَتَعْجَبُونَ مِنْ دِقَّةِ سَاقِيهِ The same hadith we just mentioned, the Messenger is saying about the people, laughing or being surprised, considering his legs to be strange in the sense that they are small and skinny. And he said, وَالَّذِي نَفْسِ بِيَدِهِ لَهُمَا فِي الْمِيزَانِ أَثْقَلُ مِنْ أُحُدْ By him in whose hand is my soul, in the scales they are weightier than Uhud. And likewise he also said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّهُ لَيُؤْتَى بِالرَّجُلِ الْعَظِيمِ السَّمِينِ الْعَظِيمِ السَّمِينِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ Indeed, a huge, big, obese man will be brought, huge man will be brought on the Day of Judgment. La yazinu inda Allahi janaha ba'udatin. He will not equal, he will not weigh in the sight of Allah, with Allah, not even the wing of a fly. His weight will not be even the wing of a fly. Wa qala iqra'u, and then he said, read, meaning read from the Quran. فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنَا We shall not give them any weight on the Day of Judgment. وَغَيْرِ ذَلِكَ مِنَ الْأَحَدِيثِ And other such ahadith. Sheikh Ahmed al-Najmi rahimahullah, he says the people of knowledge differed regarding the weighing, al-wazan. Is it for the scrolls only, or is it for the scrolls and the individual? So basically this is like another discussion that we covered earlier. Sheikh says, وَالصَّحِيْ أَنَّهُ لَهَا جَمِيعًا That what is correct is that the weighing applies to all of that. It applies to the scrolls in which there are the deeds and the individuals as well. A person will be weighed as well. And he mentions the hadith that the Prophet ﷺ said, أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ أَتَدْرُونَ مَا الْمُفْلِسِ Do you know who is the bankrupt person? And he said, the bankrupt person is the one among us who does not have any dinar or dirham, meaning he has no money left. And then the Shaykh said, إِنَّ الْمُفْلِسَ مِنْ أُمَّتِي يَأْتِي يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِصَلَاةٍ وَصِيَامٍ وَزَكَاةٍ وَيَأْتِي قَدْ شَتَمَ هَذَا وَقَذَفَ هَذَا وَأَكَلَ مَالَ هَذَا وَسَفَكَ دَمَ هَذَا وَضَرَبَ هَذَا The bankrupt one is the one who comes on the Day of Judgment from my nation, having prayed, having prayer, fasting, zakah, yet he reviled that one, he slandered that one, he consumed the wealth of this one, he spilt the blood of that one, and he beat that one. So all of these people that he wronged, فَيُعْتَى هَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ وَهَذَا مِنْ حَسَنَاتِهِ. So that one will be given from his deeds, his good deeds will be taken and given to that one he wronged, whom he, you know, beat, and the one whom he wronged, and the one whom he abused, the one whom he reviled. So his deeds will be taken and given to these other people. فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قِيلَ فَإِنْ فَنِيَتْ حَسَنَاتُهُ قَبْلَ أَنْ يُقْضَى مَعَلِيهِ أُخِذَ مِنْ خَطَايَاهُمْ فَطُرِحَتْ عَلَيْهِ ثُمَّ طُرِحَ فِي النَّارِ. Now, if all of his deeds are now expired, meaning that he's harmed and wronged all those people, that as his deeds are being taken and given to others, eventually there's nothing left of his good deeds, because they've all been given as compensation to other people, then what will happen, because justice has not been done yet, what will happen is, whatever evils, whatever sins they have on their shoulders, will then be taken away from them and given to that individual. So they will be then given to him, they will be thrown upon him, and then he will be thrown in the hellfire. So the Shaykh brings this hadith to show that people will be weighed as well. He also says, وَهَذَا يَدُلُّ أَيْضًا عَلَى أَنَّ الْأَعْمَالِ تَنْقَلِبُ أَعْيَانًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. This also shows that actions will turn into entities. They will become tangible things on the Day of Judgment. Now this is something that we, in the life of this world, we are unable to understand. We can't understand how can a person's actions become a tangible, real thing. But this is something that will happen on the Day of Judgment. And likewise, the Shaykh says, the hadith, when a man who is huge in his size and he's obese, al-akul al-sharub, one who drinks a lot and he eats a lot, he will come on the Day of Judgment. And فَلَا يَزِنُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ جَنَاهَ بَعُودَةٍ. He will not equal with Allah, not even the weight of a fly. And then he mentioned the ayah, فَلَا نُقِيمُ لَهُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ وَزْنًا. We shall not give them any weight on that day. فِيهِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى أَنَّ الْأَجْسَامَ تُوزَنُ كَمَا تُوزَنُ الْأَعْمَالِ. This is clear evidence, that this ayah and this hadith is clear evidence that the bodies will be weighed just as the deeds will be weighed on the Day of Judgment. So that brings us to the end of that. And inshallah, what we'll do, we'll stop at this point and we'll look at the other commentary for this question from Shaykh Ibn Uthaymeen. Inshallah, we'll just summarize that in the next lesson, but we'll stop there for today. And we'll continue with what remains from this discussion, inshallah. Ta'ala, we move on to the sirat, which is the bridge which follows after this stage, after the weighing of the deeds. It will then lead to the sirat after that. So we'll leave that discussion for the next time, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'een.